Blog Talk Radio.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Faith Focused Youth, is based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33webs.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539 at 701-639-0190 or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
All right, we're here live. Definitely a great topic tonight. We're going to be talking about, being free. And a lot of us are definitely not free of certain burdens. And sometimes, burdens that we put on ourselves. We may not realize it. So we definitely have to look into what's keeping us in a stagnated position, what's stopping us to move forward in life, what not allowing us to be all that we can be, and start regretting the things that we wish we could have done and we're not doing. Of course, most of it is a personal situation might be within the family or certain person or friend, or even financial. A lot of times you may also be restricted by disability. Sometimes you just don't know. Ignorance could be our downfall, just not knowing what to do. But we do have a lot of information out there that can help lead and guide you in the right path, especially the internet, where somebody may put up a YouTube channel, write a blog on some steps they may have took that actually worked and allow them to overcome the obstacles that they were facing. And it's something that you definitely may be in yourself. So we definitely have to try to demonstrate more in this year and move forward on those thoughts that we had last year, the year before, even the beginning of this year. It's not too late to always move forward and doing things that we want to do. You must be free. See, you're going to die one day. That's not a surprise. It's not a secret. It's not something to think about. I know we feel that, hey, you know, life going good. You know, I ain't got too much worries. Yeah, some worries here and there, but I'm living. So we're not thinking too much about that deathbed. Thinking about how can we get, you know, to this day, to this week, and be able to pay some bills and carry on with our life. But we're not thinking about we may lose our life one day physically or mentally or spiritually. We're not thinking these stuff. We're just living our life. And not thinking of stuff, I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing. What I am saying is that we have to definitely be more concerned on our time. But time is a factor that definitely defines everything. Time is very important. It's all about time. We have to learn how to gauge our time in the right manner where we can accomplish things. And when I say time, let's not waste too much time in the past. Yes, the past is good because from the past we learn how to adjust for things that may come up in our present that may symbolize something that have happened. But we definitely have to learn how to think for the future. And once you prepare yourself and think for the future, then your present definitely can align to be better. So we definitely have to be more preparation oriented people and put a plan together. Put something, even if you tell yourself, hey, I give myself 6 months to be able to accomplish this. We have to learn how to be free. And freedom always means that, hey, you're not working at that job no more. But maybe that's just what you like. You know, that's just something you just may want to do. But there's some things that you don't want to do. There's some things you don't not like. And that's what I'm talking about. Let's break this barrier. Let's find what it is that keeps us back. Sometimes keep us sad. Keep us unhappy. And learn how to let it go. Now, I'm not encouraging, you know, you all to disconnect yourself from anyone, but disconnect yourself from that persona that's causing, or that energy, or that frequency that's causing the negativity. We have to definitely be around positive energy at all times in order to build our vibration so that way we ourselves can vibrate at a higher level. And being free. And being free, we definitely have to learn how to vibrate on a much higher frequency because that's what's going to help us to attract the right things that our mind, our heart, desire wants us to attract. We definitely have to always push forward on being positive. You know, when I say positive, I'm not just saying doing good to your fellow people, you know. I'm not just saying that. When I say positive, I'm talking about within yourself. Being positive for yourself. When people tell you to be positive, the first thing you think, okay, I'm not going to get this person to make me upset or, you know, I'm going to be speaking nice around this. You know, I want to be a good person and, you know, be good to these people and all that. You know, come on. What about being good to yourself? We all know when we practice something, it got starts at home. So when I say be positive, I'm talking about being positive to your own self. That's the first initiative that we need to take, is to be positive to ourselves before we even try to others. Because if we cannot do it for ourselves, how could we do it for others? Definitely be able to take that step and learn how to be positive for our own self first. And then we can move forward on how to be positive with other people, because we actually are using ourselves as a practice on doing it. And the way you treat yourself most likely be similar to the way you treat others with a good heart. We definitely have to be careful on how we treat our own self. We're looking to help others, because I'm pretty sure we know how to treat others that well if ourselves is not being treated that well. So we definitely have to be careful on that. I always pat yourself on the back. Let yourself know, hey, done a good job. It's a good thing to do. When you set up right. Good, healthy gesture and sitting, talking, speaking, the way you think, because that all affects you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. I guarantee you, it definitely affects you. We also now, you know, we have certain debts that we have. We're probably trying to save up to pay off. Some of us don't care. Some of us don't care. But it's definitely in the back of our head. We still think about it. But what I do, you know, I more talk about extending collars on cars and maintaining them, because we also have debts in that as well. But we have vehicles where we break down and we just don't have an opportunity to get a break and being able to be function the way that we want to, as far as business, loved ones, family members, and so forth. You know, just to see how they're doing. And, you know, I'm checking up on you and making sure that everything's good. And this is where Extend Your Life comes in. We offer a program where we able to educate the people on certain information. We also have a book of those as well for how to extend your car life. Those who definitely are interested in that can go to the website at www.extendyourcarlife.com. That's www.extendyourcarlife.com. We definitely will see some details and some events that's going on. Those out there who may have something to say on their heart, just probably want to share for the listening audience, because sometimes, you know, when people hear you talk, they're touched. When they hear your voice, they know they're not the only one. So I actually definitely got a call in at 563-999-3682. That's 563-999-3682. You definitely will be acknowledged, and you'll have an opportunity to speak, share, you know, your testimony to people and let them know some of the things that you are free from and you're working on being free from. Because there's a lot of people out there that really think that it's nothing that they cannot do. Get stuck. You know, they're in a position that there's no way out. And that's not true, you know. There are people who definitely face where you at. There are people who been there, who came out of it. Those who quit, I mean, I'm not going to make this look all rosy. As if everyone had 100% opportunity and being able to do what they want to do in life. Life is hard. There's times where you have to dig in yourself. I mean, really dig in. and reach that point. You know it ain't you. You didn't do that. So, if you have a child, sister, brother, mother, father, any loved one, whatever, you can focus yourself and say, you know what? I have a reason to do this. I really have a reason. And that's where I separate those who are great from those who are good. Because you're not going to give up. You're not going to stop. And I really encourage you to keep on pushing and don't never stop. Don't never give up. Always know that once you put your mind to it, stay focused. Know what you want, and you will accomplish it. Definitely, you will accomplish it. I want to take a quick commercial break.
Hey, you, human being. Yeah, you. Did you realize we were made from the earth? The actual soil? You couldn't have realized that, because if you would realize that, you wouldn't be putting chemicals on your skin, because it's like putting chemicals in a plant. What do you put on a plant? Water, some sunlight, and sometimes plant food, depending on how stubborn the plant is. Same thing with our skin, same thing with our hair. So check out my products, Shamika Body Hair and Face Butter Treats, on Facebook, and view the price list, the product list, the pictures, and place your order on my email at shamikarobinson1@outlook.com. Stop using chemicals. There is no such thing as eczema and all these ridiculous skin diseases that they're naming. It's called your body is responding to chemicals. So stop letting your body respond to chemicals and get nature involved with natural shea butters and cocoa butters and oils. Again, you were made from the earth. So stop fighting against your nature.
Awesome. I'm definitely going to play one more.
Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the Civil Rights Movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s Black Power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African-American community. Oh, Bruni, An African-American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African-American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African-American, follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com.
I want to encourage those who decided to start their own business. I know it's not something that you can just jump up and make it happen. It's a lot of dedication, a lot of planning, lot of things positive. I'm taking chances. So, a good side, yeah, I'm tripping off.